integrity.
In 1993, a young version of me saw an ad on TV which inspired a dream. Every day after tea in primary three, I look forward with glee to that year's Christmas Eve. Wake up on Christmas Day to find boglins, a room full of boglins waiting for me. Various boglins, all types of boglins under the tree, just like off the TV. But reality is quite different from dreams, and at that tender age there's not quite what I'd see. Now I'm almost 30, hindsight's here with me. Back then hard to foresee what the outcome would be. Woke up on Christmas Day to a boglin, a solitary boglin waiting for me. A single small boglin, a cheap knockoff boglin under the tree, not like off the TV.
I never got Mr. Frosty.
So what about Geddy Lee?
We went to school with him.
We went to public school with him, eh? Grade yeah. One, and then my brother quit. That's hey, why.
God. I didn't quit at grade one.
No, like, we was doing our show Great White North, eh, on SCTV, eh? So, like, we heard that the rock band Rush, eh, they're beauty, eh? So, like, we heard that they was, like, taping, pirating and bootlegging Great White North shows in Europe. So our lawyer called him up and threatened them to sue unless Geddy sang on our song, and then he showed up, eh? Beauty. So he sung. And we wrote his lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sung what we told him to, eh?
Take off to the Great White North.
I'll do the same line. Take off, it's a beauty way to go. Take off to the Great White North. And then the drum solo comes in. Beauty.
Which I did, by the way.
Take off, he did not.
I did, it was me.
He's lying.
I was me.
Stop lying. Stop lying. Stop lying.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And to begin the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, you heard a tiny little bit there and a tiny little bit here of Xmas 1993 by Colin's Godson from Scotland. Colin's Godson 1993, the name of their brand new track, Xmas 1993. And then we also heard some Bob and Doug McKenzie that will be explained by Roger Allen. And hello, are you there, Roger Allen?
I'm here, Nardwuar. Here I am.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm here to do a best of Roger Allen show with Nardwuar.
A best of Roger Allen show. And what did we just hear there, Roger Allen?
We just heard a clip of Bob and Doug McKenzie from the BBC, and that was from 1982. And that was them promoting Strange Brew, I believe. And it's the holiday season. Everybody expects to hear a Bob and Doug McKenzie song, the Christmas song that they made. But that's pretty rare to hear, so I thought we would play that.
And who are you? And what is this best of, Roger Allen? Please explain, Roger Allen. Like, you have your own perfume, don't you? You collect perfume.
No, I don't, actually.
I thought you take photos of perfume that have been in your cupboard.
That's very good, Nardwuar. I did take some photos of some very old perfume bottles for a magazine once, but those bottles were not my collection. They were my mom's collection, actually.
And your collections are perfectly preserved. If there was a perfume smell of Roger Allen, it would be the smell of perfectly preserved things, because all the things that you've brought into the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show over the past little while have been perfectly preserved and smelling and playing awesomely. So could you please explain how many different specialty shows have you come out and done for the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show?
Wow, yeah, it's a little hard to believe. This is, I think, the seventh time I've been on your show. We did one show on record shops in Vancouver. We did three shows on skate rock. We did one show on cassette-only music that I had found. And we did a show on scary music for Halloween. And here we are now, just sort of playing things from all those shows that we didn't get a chance to play the first time.
And we got to shout out Nicholas Gazin as well. We always shoot out Nicholas Gazin. Who is Nicholas Gazin, and why do we shout him out?
Nicholas Gazin is a guy from New York who seems to have, he's a talented guy. He does a lot of photos and illustrations. He works for Vice, I believe. And he's always been a supporter of Nardwar's show, and he's always been happy to add some advice for listing bands and that kind of thing. And he's just, you know, he's happy to help out.
We love getting his feedback because he's a real music expert, especially about skate rock and stuff. He loves the skate rock.
He loves the punk rock, etc.
Just amazing. Thank you for listening, Nicholas Gazin. Plus, we also got some feedback right off the bat before we kick into the best of Roger Allen. The Skate Punks, Dennis Dragon. Do you remember the Skate Punks?
I remember them, yeah.
The Surf Punks, I should say.
Surf Punks, yeah.
Were they in the Skate Rock show, the Surf Punks?
Yeah, they were, because they were in the film Skateboard Madness, and they had the song My Wave.
So the Surf Punks, we got some feedback where somebody posted and said the Surf Punks, Dennis Dragon, was actually the brother of Captain and Tennille's Daryl Dragon.
I had read that before, yeah. They were all wrapped up in all sorts of music. They did a lot of stuff for surf soundtracks and that kind of thing.
So aside from this little feedback from Nicholas Gazin, we got the only other feedback really was somebody mentioning Captain and Tennille. So we're winning Skate Rock, Captain and Tennille. So what do we have right now coming up on the best of Roger Allen?
Coming up next, we're going to start off with what the first show that we did Nardwar, which was on record stores and record collecting. And the first song we're going to hear is Canada's Threads of Fiber with Mama.
From Kitchener, Ontario, the Threads of Fiber on the Nardwar, the Human Serviette, probably 1967. Where did you get this record, actually?
I don't actually own this record. It's one of the most collectible Canadian records you can search out. So I've been searching for this record at record store.
Did you know to search for it, though?
I had heard of this record from hearing about it on a Sunday night radio show when I was like maybe 13, and the guy compared them to Sky Saxon's voice. And I had the Seeds record, Pushing Too Hard, so I began looking for it. Wasn't until the internet was invented that I learned that it was almost impossible to find.
Here we go, the Threads of Fiber, Mama, from 1967, Kitchener, Ontario, on the best of Roger Allen.
Yeah. Marcel's got a houseboat on the Thames. There's grotesque decorations, eccentric demonstrations. Oh, let's go down to Marcel's on the Thames. Knock, knock, Sesame, it's open. It's an East End wonderland. Marcel, Marcel, can we come around? Can we see you right away? Can we come around? It's such a groovy day. Marcel, Marcel, you meet the artist creatures with unfamiliar features, Greeks and Turks with quirks and Levantine, men with long eyelashes and ladies with mustaches. On Marcel's creaking house, it's on the Thames. Knock, knock, Sesame, it's open. It's an East End wonderland. Marcel, Marcel, can we come around? Can we see you right away? Can we come around? It's such a groovy day. Marcel, pound the man you live in. Oh, let's go down to Marcel's on the Thames. 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 Yeah, let's go
You're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show with the best of
Roger Allen.
And Roger, again, you're coming into the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Show here today, armed with a whole bunch of tunes that you didn't get to play from a whole bunch of different specialty tunes and specialty shows that you've done with me, Nardwar, the Human Serviette, on the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And what did we just hear there?
The song we just heard was Soldier with I Hate It. And all of the songs we just heard would have been played on the original show Record Stores, in which I basically played records that I had sought out at record stores and had little stories to go along with them. Soldier was considered by many to be the first hardcore band from Seattle, Washington. And Paul Dana, who started that band, was also a member of the band The Farts. And he co-wrote some Green River songs and has been cited as a big influence on Pearl Jam. And the singer from that band, Soldier, Kyle Nixon, shortly before joining the band, actually sang Nervous Breakdown with Black Flag when they visited for the first time. And
Ron Reyes was in Black Flag around that time.
Right, yeah. And Ron Reyes is in Vancouver now, right?
And he's in Vancouver. And you recently supplied me with a little bit of trivia about Ron Reyes and the Cramps Totally Destroy Seattle record. There's right. That bootleg, the Cramps Totally Destroy Seattle.
Right.
And who did that cover?
I had read that Ron Reyes had screened that cover.
Silk screened. It's an amazing silk screen cover, and I did not know that. Thank you very much, Roger Allen. That little bit of tidbit there. And that Soldier from Seattle, Washington. Sorry not to interrupt you at all, but please back the Soldier there.
I had the Cramps Totally Destroyed Seattle on cassette. I had bought it in a record store in Richmond, B.C. on cassette, which apparently it was like a bootleg of a bootleg record. It was like a bootleg cassette of a bootleg record. And anyways, going back to Soldier, I had heard about them at Fallout Records in Seattle. And some other bands from that time period or shortly after from Seattle would have been the Lude, the Dills, and the Mentors.
And you were saying also that Duff keeps the spirit of Soldier alive, doesn't he? Duff McKagan. He was in the Farts, too, of course.
Yeah,
Duff was in the Farts. But he keeps the legend of Soldier alive, you were saying?
I had read, and I looked, and I couldn't find any photos that Duff McKagan at times has a Soldier sticker on his white bass guitar in support of one of the members of the band.
And before that, we heard Herman's Hermits?
Herman's Hermits with Marcel's. I love that song. And a few years ago, before the whole record player to MP3, certain songs were really hard to find, and that one was one of those songs. And I had bought the Best of Herman's Hermits on cassette when I was like 14 because of the song Henry VIII, which I thought was sort of a punky, melodic song, and I liked it a lot. And I often visited local record stores looking for classic rock albums, as my older brother was really into classic rock, like the Kinks and that kind of thing when I was a kid. And that song, Marcel's, has the line, "Gusters work for giving, the panda men are living."
Thank you so much, Peter Noom and Herman's Hermits.
And before that, we heard Threads of Fiber, a really rare Canadian band. And I had read they're from St. Clements, and I heard you say Kitchener, but I had also read they're from Toronto, so I guess it depends on what you're reading. And again, I had heard that they sounded similar to The Seeds, and that's why I sought out that album when I was a kid. And speaking of rare old Canadian records and that sort of thing, the first time I was on Nardwar's show with the record store thing, I mentioned seeing Chuck Berry as a very young boy in Ladner, B.C., and I've sought out, after God knows how long, hours of searching through archives, the actual paper clippings of Chuck Berry in the paper in Ladner. And here it is. I'm holding it up to the microphone.
Incredible. So you actually went to the microfiche to look for this.
We did, yeah. My mom and I.
How long did it take, and what else did you stumble upon while you were searching for it?
It took a long, long time. I mean, there was a Dairy Queen in Ladner when I was a kid that I've been trying to find a photo of, and I'm still looking. And there's
video on YouTube of this too, isn't there?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that when I saw that.
So if people want to find it, what we're talking about, yeah, how do they search right now?
I think if you searched Chuck Berry Vancouver, you'd probably find the footage of him playing at a car dealership in Ladner from 1982 or something like that. And I was there at that show.
1980, I think, actually.
1980, yeah.
Rock and roll concert opens new dealership. Yes. Legendary rock and roller Chuck Berry will give a free concert in Ladner, British Columbia, Canada, June 14th, as part of the opening ceremonies for the new Sunshine Chevrolet Oldsmobile dealership on Highway 17. The dealership has the distinction of being the first to use solar power in the province.
Yeah, very weird. Yeah, very strange.
And you can see that right now, the solar-powered Chuck Berryisms, by going to YouTube and type in Ladner, British Columbia, or Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and Chuck Berry. And all this was discovered by Roger Allen, who's here on an Hardware to Human Serviette radio show, doing the best of Roger Allen, the best of the records that he's brought into the Hardware to Human Serviette radio show for a whole bunch of different shows. And actually, a lot of these we have not even played on an Hardware to Human Serviette radio show as well. Some of these are like extra. I think we did play to Herman's Hermit, so I think I remember we didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a different Herman's Hermits, but not that song.
And right now, we have coming up some Gween Wiva.
Well, we were, but I was going to quickly, speaking of Canadian records, I was going to quickly show you these records in Ardwar, and everybody can watch your reaction. We've got this Apex record with Buddy Knox, and that one's really old, but also here we have MG and the Escorts, and sort of an old, rare record label from Canada. But these are the ones I thought you'd be especially interested in. We've got Glass Tiger, Blue Rodeo, and Loverboy.
Amazing! Rogers brought in these rare 7-inches, this rare Loverboy.
That Glass Tiger one folds out. That's a poster.
Very nice Glass Tiger. But this MG and the Escorts one, this shows really, basically, that Roger cares about you, the listeners. Some other record collectors would never bring out a rare record like this MG and the Escorts Garage Classic out to the radio station here and not have it in a little protective sleeve.
Yeah,
but Roger, you don't care. You just want to play it and let let the people see it and let me see it. Thank you so much. Great little tidbits here. And there's the Herman's Hermits well. So thank you so much for bringing out these little tidbits and the car dealership microfiche. This is just great with Roger Allen. Whoa, what am I looking at right now there, Roger Allen?
And also, to be fair, the first concert I went to where it was like I was like a cognizant sort of teenager was to see legendary limited release gatefold Just a Game Triumph album that actually has a real board game on the inside here. And also I love the Attic Records logo. Attic Records being a fairly famous Canadian label. And I love the Attic Record logo, and I've brought an assortment of Triumph records and how it's changed over the years. Here it is, looking a little more, let's say...
This is the most Triumph that's ever been on the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. Triumph, big in Texas, and big on the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. My goodness, what is going on with that record cover?
Also, Max Webster, who I didn't realize that Anthem, Rush's record label, put out other records. And here we have Max Webster, who I thought were in direct competition with Rush, were on their label.
Which is really interesting because it kind of actually ties into this next Green River track that you're going to play right now. Because when I was interviewing the band The Doughboys, or it could have been the band Rusty that have some Doughboys members years ago, they kept going on about Max Webster. And I never even knew about Max Webster and Kim Mitchell's early days. Of course, I told Andrew W.K. about Kim Mitchell because Kim Mitchell has that great song, I Am a Wild...
Party.
So I was trying to say, Andrew W.K., there was a guy from Canada saying, I am a wild party. You should cover this song, I Am a Wild Party, by Kim Mitchell. And he didn't quite know Kim Mitchell, but hopefully he will cover some Kim Mitchell. Or maybe he did. But anyways, back to the Doughboys there. The Doughboys played with Nirvana at the Screaming Trees and Chai Pigs band, The Wongs, at the Commodore Ballroom. And right now you have a relic from that era kind of coming up, a Sub Pop release.
Well... kind of, because we're playing Green River, but this is off the record Deep Six, which was just months before the Sub Pop 100 album came out.
Oh, really? Okay, and that's actually on the CZ record label, right?
Yeah, CZ's record, yes. And do you want me to talk about that now? Or
sure, go ahead.
Well, Green River, the record Deep Six was the first compilation of the bands that later created the Seattle sound, or what kind of became known as grunge. And months after this became... Sub Pop's 100 record came out, which I have a CD of here, and I remember my friend Mark and I, we went down to Seattle, we went to Tower Records, he bought Sub Pop 100 on cassette, and I got Nirvana's 45 that had Grandma Take Me Home on it, and we were listening to it, and Green River members, you know, they went on to be in Pearl Jam, Mother Love Bone, Mudhoney, they had ties to Temple of the Dogs, Skin Yard, and I used to love Green River Pop. And I actually remember driving down to Seattle to get that cassette, and everybody on the way there was giving us dirty looks, and it wasn't until later we realized you weren't supposed to drive in the left lane in America. People give you dirty looks because you're supposed to only pass in the left lane. But getting back to Green River, this song is off of the Deep Six compilation from Seattle that later went on to define the Seattle sound.
Here we go, Green River with 1,000 Things on the Best of Roger Allen on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show.
Running through resolute, get a lot smarter. Quit some of hippie upstarter. Just like a thing by old height. To be a vision of country, son. Oh, I like height.
And you're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show with guest DJ
Crooked Walker.
Doing the best of?
Roger Allen.
How the hell are you, Roger?
Good, I'm really good, yeah.
What did we just hear there? The U-Jerks from Vancouver.
We just heard the U-Jerks from Vancouver with Eisenhower and the Hippies and the Movies. And that, I just saw that record on the wall at Zulu Records in Vancouver, which, if I know my history right, Zulu started Quintessence Records, and that's the label that that record came out on. And members of that band are Jeff Wall, Ian Wallace, and Rodney Graham, all three very famous artists. And the U-Jerks were sort of a legendary Vancouver New Wave band, and I don't think Vancouver is known for too many New Wave bands other than maybe Images and Vogue. But I did bring this record in to show Nardwar and everybody home. Bermuda.
A new wave band from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, at least recorded in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. And you asked Joe from DOA all about this, didn't you? To see if he knew anything about this new wave band, this undocumented Vancouver new wave band. And he knew nothing. You decided to ask the punk rocker if he knew about new wave. For, of course, DOA have the song, New Wave Sucks. New Wave Sucks. So well, what made you approach a guy that hates new wave to ask? Actually, that's a genius idea, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You asked a guy that hates new wave if he knows about a new wave band because he hates new wave. So he knows all the new wave bands since he hates them.
Well, he had to research them then to hate them. But also, this record was recorded in Burnaby, and in this time period I learned through reading Joey, I forget his real last name, what's his name, Joe Keatley, his real last name, I was going to swear there for a moment, all about this band because they were in Burnaby at that time, and he said he knew nothing about them, and it meant nothing to him.
And before that, we heard some Green River from the Deep Six compilation. And again, these are all records and cassettes, etc., that you've brought into the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show to help relive some of the shows that you've done. So that's what we're calling the best of Roger Allen.
Right.
The best of the stuff you've brought into the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And what do you have coming up right here? I see some Men Without Hats. We're not playing Men Without Hats, are we?
We're not playing Men Without Hats, even though they're an incredible band.
How are they incredible, Roger Allen?
I was being a little sarcastic there, but they are incredible in the way that they were, much to, I bet, almost no one's knowledge, and I only learned just through reading the book Have Not Been the Same, History of Canadian Rock, that they were massive supporters of music. I forget the singer's name from Men Without Hats, but he was a major supporter of bands like The Nils and Rational Youth and many other bands from this time period of 1982, that kind of thing, and sort of continued on being. And we are about to hear The Nils, Scratches and Needles, and they are a Canadian band that never got the fame they deserved for many reasons like addiction and record contract issues, that kind of thing. And The Nils issued a 5-song cassette called Now in 1982, and it's a big collector's item. And they're a very influential band that The Replacements and Husker Du must have been listening to. And if you listen to The Nils and then listen to a lot of those bands from that time period like Husker Du and that kind of thing, it's quite uncanny.
Here's the Nils from Montreal, Canada, with Scratches and Needles on the Nardwuar the Human Serviette Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
And you're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show with
Roger Allen,
a.k.a.
Crooked Walker,
doing the best of Roger Allen. What is this best of Roger Allen we're doing here today in the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show? Roger Allen, not that I haven't asked you before, but what is this best of Roger Allen?
I know, it's very big-headed. The best of Roger Allen, it's we're just playing things we didn't get to play on the initial shows that I was on and lucky enough to be on Nardwar's show. So,
and when you come out to the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show, you don't only bring cassettes, records, stuff, you bring t-shirts, you bring jackets, you also bring, what's that, like a cloth? What cloth have you brought here? What is this cloth that you've brought out to the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show? Oh, sorry, I don't mean to call it a cloth. What is it?
Not really a cloth, it's a jacket, but well, yeah, it this kind of ties into something we're going to play later, but I have some pill patches on it, and there's a patch for Kryptonics, an old skateboard company, and that ties in with something we're going to play a little later.
And coming up, we're going to play pretty soon, the Cryptics, too, You're Evil. That's coming up pretty soon. Kryptonics, right. The Cryptics on the Nardwar Human Serviette Radio Show. Basically, Roger is a master archiver, aren't you? You're a master archivist, aren't you? And you have all this great stuff. So when you come out to the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show, you bring the records, you also bring the little tidbits associated. And we just heard there an interesting little tidbit from Red Tide from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Rest in peace, Ken Jensen. We heard Reagan Sucks from 1994. But that was a rarity, wasn't it, Roger? What can you explain what we just heard there? Red Tide, Reagan Sucks.
Reagan Sucks. That was from 1984. And that was sort of an era where every punk band had a song with Reagan and usually the word sucks in it. And that was from an episode we did on cassettes and music that was only released on cassette. And that's why it kind of had that hum and hiss and that kind of thing while playing the song. And that was off a cassette called the Meat Cafe. And it's from 84 and it was music that was previously unreleased. I'm not really sure what that means. If it was released on a cassette, but it says it's previously unreleased, but it's on a cassette and it was released and now I have it and I played it for you at home. And the very first time I was on this show, I brought in a Red Tide 7-inch and that's how that all ties up into a little bowl at Christmas.
And you brought in an actual 7-inch, and people out there, I don't like to plug MP3s too much there on an Nardwar Human Serviette Radio Show because we're vinyl purists, or, well, no, not really. Can we break the news to them, some of the cassettes that you brought into the Nardwar Human Serviette Radio Show during the Best of Roger Allen cassette show weren't actually on cassette?
Well, it would be hard to pile up 100 tapes and then switch them in between each song.
Okay, so. The cat's out of the bag. We didn't have a lot of cassettes. They were on MP3s. We love MP3s on our Radio Mitsubishi Radio Show. And actually, if you want to download that release that Red Tide is on, there's an interesting website called MelonvilleHCHardcore.blogspot.ca. That's Melonville, VilleHC.blogspot.ca, and that has that Red Tide release actually up on. You found a lot of interesting discoveries on that Melonville Hardcore Blogspot, haven't you, Roger?
I have, yeah. There's an amazing assortment of Vancouver punk. There's also a person who has one on Victoria where it's just all old Victoria punk that was released.
And before that, we heard The Clean!
The Clean. I should point out, though, on the cassette show, I went through hundreds of hours of cassettes and converted them to
MP3s. Yes, sorry, I just belittled you totally. Yes, you didn't just bring in MP3s. You went through cassettes, yeah. Found out what you wanted, got rid of the hiss, mastered it, and then brought it out to the Nardwar Human Serviette Radio Show.
I spent 6 months doing that. From before that,
you really did. Roger really did. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate that.
Before that, we heard New Zealand's The Clean, and they were another band that was really underappreciated from their time period, and they have a similar sound as The Nils, and they didn't release a lot on vinyl, but they did put out stuff on cassette that was tape-traded and that kind of thing, and that's how I found out about them.
Where did you get The Clean from New Zealand? Where did you get them on cassette?
There was a time period where, in the 80s and that kind of thing, you could trade through zines like Maximum Rock and Roll and stuff, and you'd get a cassette in the mail from different places that would have, you know, a 90-minute cassette could have 50 songs on it, and every song would be from either a record that somebody else had or from a tape that they had traded from somebody else. So you get these really insanely eclectic cassettes by tape trading through, like I said, Maximum Rock and Roll or Suburban Voice, that kind of thing. And I had heard about them by doing that when I was, you know, 1987 or 88 or something like that.
And before that, we heard some DOA, Season in Hell, from the General Strike EP.
Yeah, I felt we needed to mention DOA as they are advertising that the very last DOA show will be January 18th, 2013. And I've been listening to DOA ever since I was a kid, and that album, Don't Turn Your Back on Desperate Times, I remember buying that record in probably 85 or something like that. And they remind me of being a kid, and I used to listen to them all the time while skateboarding around on cassette.
DOA have done a lot of farewell shows, but this is going to be it. January 18th, DOA's last show ever at the Rickshaw Theatre in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the same place where the Pointed Sticks did their last ever show a couple months ago. Very sad. DOA's last show ever, January 18th at the Rickshaw in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And before that, to kick off the set, we heard The Nils.
The Nils, yeah. I had read, and this is interesting, morbid trivia, the singer and songwriter from The Nils, he basically killed himself. And I had, well, he did kill himself. And I had read that he jumped in front of a train, and just before jumping in front of the train, he tipped his hat to the conductor.
Very coordinated to be able to do that. I'd probably be thinking of other things at that time, like killing myself, not tipping my hat.
Not tipping your hat, but that's, well, I don't know who would have been there to have noted and written that down, but that's,
yeah,
what
it's kind of terrible that somebody noted that. Maybe the conductor.
Maybe the conductor. He's like, hey, that guy tipped his hat.
And today, Roger Allen's The Conductor on the Nardwuar the Human Serviette radio show with the best of Roger Allen. And what do we have coming up right now? I mentioned it already.
The Cryptics. We're going, we did, Nardwuar and I did an episode on scary music, and what we're going to hear next, a lot of Canadian content in this show, and it wasn't even intentional. I guess I'm just very influenced by Canadian music, being as how we are in Canada. We're going to hear Canada's The Cryptics with Your Evil.
This is The Cryptics, Your Evil, from Roger Allen's show, Scary Music, not Roger Allen's show's cassettes, not Roger Allen's show's record store, not Roger Allen's show, Skate Rock, not Roger Allen's show, Christmas Music. Oh, we haven't done that, but we might have some coming up. On the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette radio show, here's The Cryptics from Montreal, Canada. Your Evil! You're still listening to the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show with guest DJ
Roger
Allen, doing the best of Roger Allen, the best of the stuff that Roger Allen has brought out to the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, or hasn't brought out to the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, because it's all fresh stuff. And we just heard there a band from Halifax, Canada, the Cold Warps. How did you discover those guys? I actually got their 7-inch sent to me, Slimer. How did you discover the Cold Warps?
I think I discovered them on maybe Pitchfork. I don't remember where I found out about them, but I do know that I really like that band, the Cold Warps, and I do know that their lyrical content is kind of creepy, and they remind me of the Parasites, and somewhat like even the Misfits. And they're a current band that choose to release music on cassette still and record. And they also have that song, Don't Haunt Me, okay? And that song we played because it kind of ties into the scary music theme that we once had on one of the shows. It's not really the best of Roger Allen because we aren't really playing the best songs from previous shows. We're playing the stuff we didn't play. So it's sort of the unheard of Roger Allen. And before that, we heard, again, Canada's The Cryptics, Montreal, with You're Evil. And that song came on a cassette which came with a zine called What Wave Zine, and the cassette was called Cat of Nine Tails. And the zine, if you got the cassette and you got one of the first 500 zines, you got a 7-inch record with the Purple Merkins. And Nardwuar, do you know anything about the Purple Merkins?
I forget, but I do love What Wave fanzine. Dave O'Halloran, put out What Wave fanzine, and a lot of it's available online. He's a Facebook page. You can check out, like, What Wave on Facebook, and you might be able to search them. He's got PDFs from a lot of the old mags up there as well. Great, great stuff. Also, they were great fans of the Gruesomes from Montreal, Canada, who influenced the Cryptics, and one of the Cryptics, Jordan, later ended up in the Kingpins with Bobby Beaton of the Gruesomes, and they're all on the Stomp Records label.
Yeah, and the Cryptics sound much older than they are, because that song is from the early 90s, and it sounds like it might be from the 60s.
Exactly.
Exactly, exactly. Dead air. Dead air. Nardwuar?
No, I was enjoying you saying dead air. That was amazing.
All right, and what are we doing now? I think we're going to go on into the skateboard section of tonight's program with some selections from skate-related music that we didn't get to play on one of the three skate rock episodes that we've done.
And what are we going to hear right now just to kick off the skateboard section?
We're going to hear a little segment from a VHS tape that I have called Board Crazy. And then we're going to hear, we always play a skateploitation album, Lady Skate and Skateboard Kids. Then we're going to hear SNFU, and then we're going to hear the Stupids, and then we're going to hear the Big Boys.
On the Nardwar, the Human Serviette
Radio
Show.
Welcome to Board Crazy. This is Wes, and I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes during our rock and roll skateboard extravaganza. You'll be seeing world-famous Paul Peralta freestyler Kevin Harris, the world record-breaking downhill speedrun by Lee, the Rocket Taylor, some bitchin' snowboarding, plus a heck of a lot of hardcore ramp skating, with a few wimpy runs thrown in for good measure.
was coming. Did it again?
You're still listening to the Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show with guest DJ
Roger Allen.
Crooked Walker! And we're doing the best of Roger Allen. All the music that Roger has played in the Nardwar. Will you explain, please, Roger? Actually, it's very complicated,
isn't it? It's complicated, yeah. I guess we're playing. We've been calling it the best of Roger Allen, but really it's the music that we didn't play on other shows that I've been on.
Guest DJing
on Nardwar Show.
I've made some mistakes on a Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show, like I do every week on a Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show, where we actually removed the song you're supposed to play on the best of Roger Allen. So we were going to play SNFU, but we didn't get to SNFU because you mentioned we'd be playing SNFU. So now we're going to have to do another show, the best of the SNFU. Best of Roger Allen on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show.
The best of us talking about playing SNFU.
On the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And what did we just hear there? Some country.
Yeah, I don't totally know what you would categorize it as, but that was Tim Kerr, formerly of the Big Boys and Monkey Wrench and a bunch of other bands. And I believe that band is called, I want to say it's called Flying Indian, and I think that song was called Up Around the Sun. I was lucky enough to interview him recently, and we've been in contact via email and that kind of thing, and he emailed me that track, and he said, if I really want to stump Nardwar, play him this song, and we just played it.
Amazing. Tim Kerr! And before that, we played something by The Stupids.
Before that, we played Born to Build the Grind, and that was The Stupids, and that song I believe was on Skate Rock 5, put out by Thrasher Magazine, and I don't really know that much about The Stupids. I know they're from, I believe they're from England.
And that made me think, actually, UK Skate Rock. Was there much UK Skate Rock? Because they were UK Skate Rock.
Yeah, there wasn't that much UK Skate Rock, just basically because you couldn't, skateboarding in the UK in the 80s was really difficult to do just because of the surface. Predominantly around in the UK, a lot of it is brick, and it's not easy to skateboard, and therefore it's not popular to do. Therefore, there aren't that many bands that want to play a genre of music called skate rock.
Well, I never really thought of it that way.
Well, now you can.
Interesting tidbits you learn from Roger Allen on the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And before that, Lady Skate, was that some French skate rock?
That was from Parisian skate rock, Lady Skate and the Skateboard Kids. And like I said, we always play a skateploitation album, and that came out on Barclay Records from 1977, and yeah, just a record that has nothing
new. So you can skateboard in France, because they must have cobblestone streets too.
You can at least
But they're not claiming that they skate. This is skateploitation.
Yeah, right? Skateploitation. You can at least make a record that doesn't really reflect skateboarding in any way, and just put an attractive girl on the cover on a skateboard.
And before that, we had a clip from Board Crazy. What is Board Crazy?
Board Crazy is a cassette I have that I think is very rare, because I've never seen it anywhere else when I've looked for it. And it's from Washington, the state of Washington in America. And they mention Kevin Harris and the Skate Ranch from Richmond, which is very famous. And it's just sort of a skateboard movie. And Nardwar, you know something about that, right?
Well, I was just going to say, what's interesting, as soon as he said, hey, it's Wes, I thought, Wes, that's Wes from Pool Dust Fanzine from Seattle, Washington, which I often picked up at Fallout Records in Seattle, Washington. So shout out to Wes from Pool Dust Fanzine.
Yeah, and he, further on in that intro, they mention Fallout Records. So yeah, that's crazy that you recognize that guy's voice. I hope he doesn't talk like that still.
He's actually married to Meg, and Meg ran the Velvet Elvis, a great all-ages place in Seattle, Washington, probably made famous by the Murder City Devils, or at least the Murder City Devils played there more than any other band, I'm pretty willing to guess. Right now, we have some stuff from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, you wanted to play.
I can't believe I've never played this band before on all the three other Skate Rock episodes. Vancouver Streets, which stands for, as far as I know, skateboarding totally rules, everything else totally sucks.
Or haven't you got some other explanations for the name as well? There's been some other slightly different explanations for the right name. Didn't you once tell me that? Okay, maybe that's not true.
I think SNFU, I told you once SNFU meant sausages never fry unevenly.
Ba-boom! And what other little stuff do you have here? You have a ticket stub from the Big Boys?
Not the Big Boys, but I did. I showed you a little earlier. I had a ticket stub from the Butthole Surfers, who are from Texas. And when I was talking with Tim Kerr, we were talking about other Texas bands like Rhythm Pigs and MDC and the Butthole Surfers. And I saw them at 86th Street in 1991 in Vancouver. And what I remember about the show was they played strobe lights the entire time. And go ahead.
Weren't you also going to play some Dehumanizers?
I was in an earlier
draft. You spend a lot of time putting these things together. You really do. And sorry again, I didn't mean to belittle you by saying you just brought MP3s of cassettes out. You spent good time to put everything to cassette.
No, I don't have any Dehumanizers with me. Although I showed you that little sort of insert that came in the Peace compilation, and I believe that had the Dehumanizers on it as well as DOA.
So here we have, from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, skateboarding...
Streets.
Skateboarding totally...
skateboarding totally rules, everything else totally sucks.
Got the bay. Oh shit.
Oh man, all these bucks in the house. What's
I'm Bubs, that sticky crumb.
And Dilly Dale's on the beat. Get up on your feet. The dance floor moving, rap goose, skeet, skeet.
I'm smiling on a couch, man. My finger's in the air. I'm 2 weeks broke, man, and I don't even care.
Yo, your homie's got your back with that fat green sack. We mixing Palm Breezy, man. The shit's like crack.
Mixing up some potion in the kitchen sink. Sipping Palm Breezy, it's a goose favorite drink.
3 parts beer, 1 part palm. We drink Palm Breezy like all day long. This whole song, we hit the bong. 3 a.m. and we still going strong.
Hot summer night, Mitchie threw a party. Goose is acting naughty, looking for a shawty.
Skinny P level 3 on his buck next to me. T-Nice passed a joint for party unity.
They're sliding down the stairs, on the plastic chairs. In my back pocket, man, some Roman candle flares.
Cause yo, we don't care, the goofs are wildin'. Garbage got skateboards, his moves are stylin'.
I got the munchies, down the stand cron. Roll to the rice block, they got it going on.
It's the fucking cops! You fucking rat goof assholes! Open the door!
Assholes.
I'm a cop. Shrooms got me thinking a wild conspiracy. And if you're here with me, best to disappear with me.
We puff puff pass to make a thick cloud. It's a goose party, man, no pigs allowed.
Move to the rear, leave when the coast is clear. Roaming the streets like we got nothing to fear.
Looking like a zombie, we mobbing to the beach. Checking out that shorty, you know I like to teach.
I got a big beer, man, my koozie weighs a ton. I'm rolling 20 deep, man, I'm boozy and it's fun.
It's fun. Who's that?
Oh my god, T-Nice, Drew Hill, in the house.
Yo, I just got out of the studio. I hope you motherfuckers got some doobies, yo. And some Palm Breezes, that would be just beautiful. And throw the sweet bevy in a koozie, bro.
I'm skating at the plaza, up with Tony Danza. Looking for the Anza, fuck up Tony Danza. Breezy is the answer, we don't give you cancer. Now I'm unemployed like little George Costanza.
I meet up with my dogs on the way to the spot. We shared all the beezy and the weed that I got.
The ladies I respect, I'd be kissing on their neck. You know Skinny Pete, the dots don't connect.
Cause Bone the Cron John, down with girls like Don Juan. Ladies love the J, cause he got it going on.
Let's get up on this beach far before I need to retire. The dude is what a D's are, my XT needs to rewind.
Yo, party at the beach with Papa G and Slimy Peach. Sobriety just went out of reach. Now I'm on Mars, brains like a spaceship. But you know Rap G's guaranteed nice trip. Nice trip, nice trip, nice trip, nice trip, nice trip.
And you're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show with guest DJ.
Let's go to the phones.
Roger Allen, Crooked Walker. And Roger, what did we just hear there?
We just heard Vancouver's Rap Goofs. And Dale Evans did the beat for that track. And I learned about Dale Evans through doing an article for Color Magazine on skate rock. And Dale did the beats and Rap Goofs did the rhyming.
Where can people check out all the stuff that you've done, Roger?
If you wanted to know more about me, you can go to crookedwalker.com, and there's links to all sorts of stuff. And you could email me, and then give me your number, and I'll call you, and we'll talk, and it'll be wonderful.
And before that, we heard what? What did we hear before the Rap Goofs?
Before that, we heard...
Streets!
Streets, yeah, with Worms. And... yeah, they're a great band. It's too bad that I believe they've broken up. The Streets and China Creeps and The Sorcerers, all very good Vancouver skate rock bands.
And shout out to PD from PD's Hot Shop, who's given me the brand new Bonitos 7-inch. It's not that brand new, is it?
It's like 7 months old, maybe 7 or 8 months.
Pretty new. A great release.
Yeah.
Vinyl. Thank you, PD. That'll be added to the CITR playlist shortly and played next week on the Nardwar Human Serviette Radio Show. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Roger Allen, about the best of Roger Allen? Thank you again for coming in and bringing this music out that you hadn't played on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show from all the different shows that you've done on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show.
Well, thank you, Nardwar, for having me on your show so many times. I don't know, the best of Roger Allen kind of sounds like I'll never be back. But
no, I already said there's going to be another show, the best of Roger Allen. That'll be the next show.
Okay.
But it doesn't quite end yet. We still have another track to play. What are we playing coming up here? Some R2-D2 action?
I wanted to say hi to my beautiful wife Valerie and my son Jasper. And up next, we have R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, because it is Christmas time.
And where did you get this record? You brought in some other Star Warsian type records. And where did you get them? What can you say to the people about them?
Yeah, I got here a Star Wars funk record. And that record isn't all that bad. But the Star Wars-inspired Christmas album is almost as bad as the Star Wars Christmas special, in which I think it's like 2 hours. I have it on cassette, where 90% of the dialogue is in Chewbaccan. An episode and a film so bad that George Lucas apparently sought out every original copy master and took it back in order for it never to be played again.
I love that.
It is phenomenally bad. You can find it on YouTube, and it's funny for like 10 minutes, and then it's not good.
What would you search on YouTube for it specifically?
Star Wars Christmas special. I think that should find it.
And here we go, Roger. R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show with guest DJ...
Doot-doot.
Almost Roger Allen. Doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doot.
R2, where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
At the winter star, we know that's where you are. Our chimney's big and round, so you can come right down. And if our wish comes true, we'll spend Christmas Eve with you. Our hearts will sing with glee as we decorate the Christmas tree.
The Quaker converter isn't complete yet. It isn't finished. Lock in your circuits again quickly. Merry Christmas.